Chapter 10. Raish looked in the mirror of his Y hotel room somberly. It was a pretty run-down hotel room, but Raish was not supposed to have too many credits. He did not like what he saw. His moustache was gone, his sideburns were shortened, his hair was clipped at the sides and back. He looked plucked. Worse than that, as a result of the change in his facial contours, he looked baby-faced. It was disgusting. Nor was he making any headway. Selden had given him the security reports on Kaspel Kaspelov's death, which he had studied. There wasn't much there, just that Kaspelov had been murdered and that the local security officers had come up with nothing of importance in connection with that murder. It seemed quite clear that the security officers attached little or no importance to it, anyway. That was not surprising. In the last century, the crime rate had risen markedly in most worlds, certainly in the grandly complex world of Trantor, and nowhere were the local security officers up to the job of doing anything useful about it. In fact, the security establishment had declined in numbers and efficiency everywhere, and, whilst this was hard to prove, had become more corrupt. It was inevitable this should be so, with pay refusing to keep pace with the cost of living. One must pay civil officials to keep them honest. Failing that, they would surely make up for their inadequate salaries in other ways. Selden had been preaching this doctrine for some years now, but it did no good. There was no way to increase wages without increasing taxes, and the populace would not sit still for increased taxes. It seemed they'd rather lose 10 times the credits in graft. It was all part, Selden had said, of the general deterioration of imperial society over the previous 2 centuries. Well, what was Raish to do? He was here at the hotel where Kaspelov had lived during the days immediately before his murder. Somewhere in the hotel there might be someone who had something to do with that, or who knew someone who had. It seemed to Raish that he must make himself conspicuous. He must show an interest in Kaspelov's death, and then someone would get interested in him and pick him up. It was dangerous, but if he could make himself sound harmless enough, they might not attack him immediately. Well, Raish looked at his time band. There would be people enjoying their pre-dinner aperitifs in the bar. He might as well join them and see what would happen, if anything.